there and whether advertising could support that. Could you talk about some of the challenges that you just hinted at as regards making a free service?
Yeah, I mean, if you take any content, whether it be music, books, movies, or even, you know, even in your world, you know, writing articles, it costs. And so therefore, the biggest challenge in any ad-funded environment is we have to pay for a song, and we have to pay the artist who wrote the song, which is right, that's what should happen. But surrounded by those artists and surrounded by those writers is the music industry. And the music industry has built an infrastructure which actually the majority of that money is going to fund the music industry, not to the artist and not necessarily to the person who wrote it. And so therefore, to get the model to work, it's simple. Well, I have to pay for one song. Can I actually sell enough advertising to cover the cost, to give me some profit, so I can generate some cash and grow the business on a scalable and sustainable business? And at the moment, you know, when I first got into this, the beauty about the music world is irrationally seductive. You know, they don't make decisions based upon logic or business. Now, I've been in meetings with various different people, and I've gone, the business case is 1 and 1 equals 2. And they go, great, but what color is it? And you go, what do you mean what color is it? Well, we need to know what color it is and how it feels, because that's what the artist will ask us. And you say, no, 1 and 1 is always 2. It's a mathematical equation. And that's one of the biggest challenges that we have. You have, on one hand, businesses trying to build irrational structures. On the other hand, they're expecting the advertisers, because it's music, to pay more than they would do on Coronation Street or on a bus or in a magazine. And there's a mismatch. But that's a mismatch of a point in time. We know mathematically we can make it work, but when and whether we actually have enough money to be able to do that are two different questions altogether.
Andrew, do you share Steve's point of view that the music industry, for example, is irrational?